down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs, taboo topics, unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Hey, guys! You guys ready for a boozy brunch? I'm not gonna lie, I had a shot of tequila before I came out here because I was about to get the nervous poops. And I was like, don't do it. The onesie is not going to happen. It's like a whole tie-up thing back here. So I'm holding it in. Ew. And drinking with you guys. Cheers. I always have to ask. Oh, wait. We got a drink after a cheers. It's rude if you don't do that. I always have to ask, how many men are in the crowd tonight? Okay. Okay. Two. Okay. Oh, three. One in the back.
They're just here for the food. Let's be real.
They're here for the food and because their girlfriends or wives promise them a blowjob later. Yeah. Am I right? So much awkward laughter. Yeah, she did say that. I better get it. I understand. Yeah. That's every time I start a live podcast. There's like, usually this is a small guy crowd, but usually there's like four. And I always say, I'm like, What did they do to get you here? And you will soon find out why you will be uncomfortable during this whole thing. I talk about tampons. I'm looking you right in the eye when I say it, too. Where's the other one? I talk about swass. I had swass for the first time the other day.
Drugs. I'll never forget that one.
I had drugs. Oh! Yeah, I don't know what it... In Calgary, I don't know what it was, where I was just making cocaine jokes. Like
a lot of them. Not just one.
Like
multiple.
A few. I don't know if I was just reading my audience. I was like, Alberta, they do drugs. I don't know. For some reason, I kept making cocaine jokes. Not funny, Caitlin. They laugh, though. Again, read your audience. What's Boston got? What's Boston's thing? Are you guys like chowder? You hate that. You hate that, don't you?
Go Celtics. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that was a bigger reaction than I was expecting. It was Kyrie Irving's birthday yesterday. I wore his jersey on stage. It was a thing.
You're such a basketball fan, aren't you?
Yeah.
Who's that really hot guy that you like?
Oh, Kevin Love. I love him.
Oh. Wait, what? Who's the other one?
Jaylen Brown. He's cute, too.
Okay.
Kyrie Irving is so bae. But
who?
Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
Plays for the Celtics. Point guard. Arguably the
you
best
guys,
point guard in the league.
I'm Canadian. I'm like, is that a hockey player?
She's like, I only care about hockey.
I actually have funny stories about Milan Lucic, if you guys wanted to hear those. I'm friends with his wife, and that guy parties, man. He parties.
Hey, guys, we're going to take a quick break from the live show to tell you about F Factor. So let's face it, we all either have those stubborn 5 pounds we can't seem to lose, or perhaps you're looking to really transform your body. I'm not sure if you guys have heard about F Factor yet, but if not, I'm sure you will soon. It's the most popular diet on the East Coast right now, created by celebrity dietitian Tanya Zuckerbrot, who has worked with Olivia Culpo, Dylan Lauren, and even Megyn Kelly. Basically, from day one of this program, you get to eat carbs, dine out, enjoy cocktails, and even work out less, all while achieving your health and weight loss goals. Sounds perfect, right? So I've been using the F Factor's 2020 fiber protein powder to make the most thick and delicious smoothies, which I swear tastes like a creamy milkshake, but it actually revs up your metabolism and helps you burn fat. And what's great is that you can also use the powders as an ingredient to make high fiber, high protein lattes, muffins, pancakes, and my latest obsession, I know you guys have seen it on my Instagram stories because it's beautiful looking too, huge Belgian waffles. Yeah, you heard that right. You get to eat the most delicious, high-volume, satisfying foods that keep you full for hours and helps you lose weight. It's the most simple thing, and you just replace flour with this protein powder. The waffles taste delicious, like they've got a little hint of vanilla. It's amazing. Eating the F Factor way gives me so much energy throughout the day, keeps me regular and my tummy flat. And it has helped me stay fit without the hunger, deprivation, or denial. It has been so liberating for me. Can't stress it enough how easy it is to follow and learn more about F Factor and start looking and feeling your best effortlessly. At ffactor.com, get $15 off your first purchase with code VINE15. That's V-I-N-E 15 at ffactor.com.
Okay, you guys know who my guest is?
Yeah!
I'm so excited. Today's guest is a New York Times best-selling author, not a big deal, former lawyer, the star of seasons 10 The Bachelorette, and all-around badass bitch. Put your hands together for Andy Dorfman! That's you! Get out here! How hot is her outfit? She was like, I didn't bring many options. And I'm like in this denim onesie that's like a little big on me. And I was like, you look so hot.
I just like emptied an entire duffel bag.
Yeah, she had a duffel bag full of like really nice clothes. And I was like, well, yeah. I don't have, I mean,
they, like,
the last
tags on them. I ran to Zara yesterday.
Oh, I love Zara.
I know.
The last two shows I was wearing like sweats. So I'm really stepping it up for you guys today. Woo! And I've learned I've learned that if nothing is landing with the crowd today, you just say, go Celtics.
I heard boos and hockey players and I was like, I'm in the right spot.
What? Jason's calling me right now and he knows I'm in the middle of the
He's starting to like the attention he's getting.
Well, he probably just realized. I'm going to call him back.
On speaker. What's his name on your phone?
How we doing?
Now you just know to call in the middle of, like, you're like, she's on, I better call so she can pick up.
I was going to call to give you a pregame speech. I didn't know you were on there already.
Aww. Okay, wait. This guy gives the best pregame speeches you've ever heard in your career of pregame speeches. Give the people what they want. Give me what you usually tell me. You can swear.
All right, let's go. Okay. All right, so you are in Boston right now, and everybody in Boston loves Caitlin Bristow. So you go out there, you be the best version of yourself, and you go kick some ass today.
And?
And I miss you, and you're the most beautiful person in the world.
You are the cutest. I thought you were going to be like, and let's go.
No. All right, you guys have a blast out there.
Okay.
Love you, Boston.
Thank you. He loves you, Boston. Okay, bye.
Bye.
That's so funny. I usually FaceTime him in the middle. Like, I like to, like, catch him off guard. And he gets so politically correct and, like, doesn't know what to say. Like, one time I was like, yeah, do I taste like pineapples? And he was, like, in front
it's
of
like
everybody.
My mom watches this.
Which she does. And he was like, I don't get it. I'm like, you get it. You know you get
like
it.
We just talked about this last night.
Yeah.
You don't guys, pretend.
Yeah.
Now.
I didn't freaking overdose on pineapple for nothing. You dick. No, you're really nice. You know the pineapple thing,
we
right?
We had tequila before.
Yeah,
this.
I told them, I was like, we had tequila. And I always warn people, too, my live podcasts are much more aggressive than what you hear on Off the Vine. Like, I
like it.
I just really go there. It might be the tequila shots, but I think I feed off a crowd. Like, when I'm, you know, in a studio, I'm like, yeah, and just one
guest.
It's
just you and the other person, yeah.
Yeah, and then one time Jason introduced me to his buddies, and he was like, who are you? I was like, I feed off a crowd. There was a crowd. I was like, wee, 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 wee. It was a lot. Anyways, Andy.
Hi.
Thanks for coming today.
Andy.
You made a little train trip.
I know. Well, train trip to good old Boston.
Yeah, have you been before?
I love Boston.
I love Boston, too. Yeah. There's something about... How many people here are actually from Boston?
A lot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Any New Yorkers?
Oh.
Did you take the train?
Okay.
Oh, my mom's from upstate.
Wait, where is everybody from?
Oh, nice.
D.C.? Denver?
Ohio?
Where?
Texas! Ooh, it's southern.
Anyone from Canada? Really?
In the back.
Yeah.
We need the Canadians up front.
Wait, where are you from again? Pittsburgh! What's up? I know where that is on the map now because I've been studying.
True Canadian, right?
This
there.
Is so embarrassing.
If you
embarrassing.
Were American and said that, we'd all be like, she's a dumbass.
Of course.
You gotta remind everyone that you're Canadian.
I'm Canadian, and I didn't know where Pittsburgh was. What, you don't know where Pittsburgh is?
No, I said I was still kind of thinking you were an idiot for not knowing.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to put you two to the test right now and see if you can put where the provinces are in Canada.
You can't do that.
You might be surprised.
Really? Actually, you're pretty f***ing smart.
No, I've just been to a few provinces.
Hockey players?
No.
Oh, just kidding.
Is there anything else in Victoria?
No.
Oh.
There's nothing else in Canada
besides. I gotta stop telling you all my stories, actually.
I'm like, wait, You should make me sign like some sort of NDA when you tell me a story.
I know.
Because you tell me a lot, and then I never know what I can share and what I can't.
You can share everything.
Okay, great. Well, have we got a show for you.
Drink up, girl.
Drink up, everybody. Hey, cheers again, now that Andy's out here.
Cheers to Boston.
Cheers to Boston. I see a lot of mimosas going out in the crowd. That's, I mean, my mom calls it a breakfast drink.
Oh, we got one.
What?
We got two. I was looking at, I was like, the, oh, three.
And you guys
count
can
the guys.
Eat two?
No, the guys.
Oh, this is like a full-on, like, four. Brunch. Wow. Okay, that's cool.
Have you ever been to, like, the gospel brunches?
What's a gospel brunch?
Has anyone here been to a gospel brunch? Oh, they do them in, like, Tennessee. Like, Nashville has them. Vegas? Okay.
No. I live there. I don't know what you're talking about.
It looks like this, and then, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It looks like this, and they have, like, this whole gospel performance, and you're just, like, getting drunk and eating brunch
food.
I don't know. This reminded me of
that. So, like, church, but plus alcohol.
So, a lit minus, church. Like, the sin, and just plus alcohol.
Yeah. Wait.
I'm here for that.
I'm so into that.
Like,
let's
House of Blues?
Brandy, you were in, you grew up in Nashville.
Yeah,
you don't know what this is?
I don't know
House
about
of
this.
Blues. Okay, anyways, it looks like a gospel.
Well,
brunch.
I'm Googling that later, and
we
then
can
that's
start
where I'm
singing
doing,
later.
That's where I'm doing my next podcast.
Or we could just, like, make it a gospel brunch.
Wade in the water. Hey, wait, do you guys know Family Guy? That was weird. People are like, yes! Then other people are like, mm-hmm. Family Guy. Actually, they make fun of Boston, don't they? Yeah. This is a really terrible story, so I hope you guys are all just sitting down for this one. But they do this whole segment where they join a choir, and they wrote a song, and they go, I wrote this song before I knew the difference between a train and a boat. Here's how it goes. Train on the water, boat on the track. Settle down, Caitlin.
And that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. I just figured if Boston knew Family Guy, you guys would laugh. But you know what? Maybe we should just practice a pity laugh. So you guys, if I ever do that again, you can laugh. And that's terrible. Laugh.
We got to get everyone drinking more. I think everyone needs to take a sip.
Yeah, can you guys just, like, get on our level?
Cheers, yeah.
Get up. Maybe a tequila shot for everybody? I don't know.
On the house.
On the house,
just
yeah.
Kidding. On me. Cleo's like, no.
Yeah. Did you guys see Cleo earlier? Is she not the cutest little Cleo you've ever seen? Sometimes she stresses me out how nice she is. Like, when I first met Cleo, I was like, I don't like her. She's
too nice.
She's too nice. And I don't, what do you, oh shit.
We asked for it.
We did. Okay, I'll sip that.
Oh shit.
I mean, I'll sip on that. Some girl got mad at me at my last live podcast because she bought me Cuervo, Jose Cuervo. Thank you.
Is that bad? I'm wine, vodka, champagne, and bourbon.
Well, today you're tequila. I was so.
What are you?
Oh, thank you, you little sweet nugget.
I'm a tequila girl today, then.
Yeah, tequila girl today. I love tequila.
Wait, and is that not good stuff?
It's shit.
Okay.
And I'm not above taking a shitty shot. It's fine. But I'm actually allergic to bad tequila. Sometimes I say that as an excuse.
Yeah.
But
it's like, it doesn't make
sense. I got hives a couple times. Anyways.
From something else.
Anyways, a girl got mad at me. She brought me a shot, and I was like, I can't take that. One, I'm already, like, really blackout. And two, I'm going to, like, break out in hives. And she looked at me, and she was in the meet and greet, and she looked at me and went, wow. And I was like, oh, I'm really sorry. Like, I would love to, like, take a picture with you and hang out
for
a second.
She didn't want a photo anymore.
No, she didn't. No, she thought I was a raging bitch for not doing a Cuervo shot.
Wow.
Is that the wine you chose, guys? Does it
taste
good?
Who's tasting it?
Yeah. Yeah? Is it good? Great. Did you swirl the glass? Okay. Nobody needs to do that. Just smell it.
Smelled this
tequila. If it smells like vinegar, it ain't good.
I literally just went and smelled the tequila from here.
Oh.
Oh, it's going to be a good Monday.
You know what? I have two shows today.
Good
two shows. So tonight.
You won't remember the second one.
No. You guys are lucky. You get like one or two shot tequila. Tonight, they're going to be like, that bitch sucks.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you get like conscious, Caitlin, today.
That's why I got Cleo's interviewing me later for the second show, so that I don't have to do any of the work. Anyways.
Hey, let's take a little break from the live show and talk about Disney. Walt Disney World is the perfect escape, and now as an adult, you can experience it an entirely new way. From the excitement of after-hour events to cool drinking options, now that's a time to find your happy place here at Walt Disney World. You can discover a side of Disney you've never seen, foodie dining, unique shopping, and other magical experiences all at Disney Springs. Indulge in seasonal events throughout the year, like the Epcot International Festival of the Arts and the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival. How about a stop by the Cruise Cup Lounge? Race into port for a seafaring feast at this cozy outpost nestled next to the Yachtsman Steakhouse, where you can unwind with a pint and a hearty dish. Come relive the nostalgia of Disney or create some new memories. There are so many cool attractions and characters that bring your childhood to life and new experiences that you can appreciate even more as an adult. Enjoy some classic attractions that you loved as a child, like Space Mountain at Magic Kingdom and Test Track at Epcot. Or why not conquer the Mountain Trifecta by riding Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, and Big Thunder Mountain at Magic Kingdom again. Explore new immersive worlds like Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studios, where you can experience the exciting toy-filled world of Andy's backyard. Now back to the live show.
Andy, let's get to you.
Caitlin.
I miss you,
first of all.
It's been so long.
I love you.
It's been like 2 months.
Like all the bachelorettes, I feel like, love each other, but Caitlin and I really love
We have a special bond. We have a very special bond. And
why?
Because we're not your girl next door.
We were one after another, too.
Oh, that helps.
I think so.
Yeah, I feel like we're both like a little bit of gangsters.
Yeah, and both of them didn't work out.
Right, so we can bond over our failed relationships. Cheers to failed relationships.
Cheers to failed relationships. Are we taking a shot?
Oh, okay. You just take a little sip.
Ooh, that's actually really good.
I mean, yeah, it's delicious. Andy, let's talk about your books.
Oh, Lord.
Plural. No, this is amazing. Has anybody read her book? Because it is freaking...
It's like, I hope so. Sure.
No, it's so good. How did you decide what to put in the book? Because I feel like you've got a lot going on. And when you guys know, when you go through like a breakup, especially if it's public... Hail.
Hey.
You probably want to share so much to the people who know who you are that you kind of can't. Like, you're like, I'm going to take the high road for a quick minute.
Yeah, and then I'm going to take the low road.
It's a balance. Girls got to eat.
Right?
Yeah.
You
had so much you went through. Everybody saw your relationship, and then people...
Sorry, it's just like a natural reaction.
But then you're like, you know, you could have went one of two ways. You could have... taking the low road first.
Yeah.
Or you could have, you know, journaled, wait till you, till time healed.
Yeah.
Wrote a book and become New York's best time
Just
selling
like
author.
Just skirt the low road.
Yeah. Skirt it.
I mean, I think anyone that's like been through a bad relationship and a bad breakup has a lot of shit to talk. So it was one of those things. And on both sides, you know, I get it. There's two sides to every story, but like this was my story and he didn't get offered a book. So, you know, sorry. So like I'm not going to tell his side of the story for him. But I totally understand and respect the fact that it is one sided. But I definitely held back a lot of stuff. And I think part of it was like that balance of being real and authentic and not pretending like this was this magical relationship that you saw on television. And also like not completely running somebody through the coals, because I fell in love with the guy. Like I can't sit there and say, oh, he was a horrible human being from day one. Otherwise, I'm going to start questioning my own judgment.
Yeah.
But so it's kind of like skirting that line. And I did say in the first book with the breakup, I put family off limits. To me, that was always something that was off limits, even... you know, whether it's today, 4 years later, whatever it's been, I would never talk about someone else's family just because they really didn't sign up for
it.
And you guys, oh, what we put our families through.
It's so
bad. We literally like show up. You probably remember this, hometown dates. You show up and like you haven't seen your family for 6 weeks at that point, and all of a sudden they're mic'd up and they're like, what's going on? Like,
and sometimes they forget they're mic'd up.
And they just, like, they're so shocked. They're so out of their element. So I already kind of felt bad about that. And I kept the family stuff under wraps. But, yeah, I wanted that balance of being real and making sure that people didn't think this was, like, a glossy, fabulous relationship and that this was perfect and I was amazing or he was amazing. But also not going too low. Because you can't take that shit back.
That's the thing, is the timing of, like, of course, when you come out of a breakup, I could sit here and tell you guys a lot of stuff, but I would take it back a year later when I'm like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
You know, you'd go through a breakup and you're angry and the only thing that heals is time. So how long was it from when you guys broke up to when you wrote your first book? Because you kept notes the whole breakup.
Yeah, I started journaling after the breakup because I didn't know who to talk to. I was like living at Kelly's house and there was like paparazzi outside because we didn't make any statement. It was at Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, dang.
Like, you know, there's nothing going on there, but it was a hot topic.
Yeah.
So I couldn't leave the house. I like didn't shower, smell, and I didn't know who to trust.
Relatable.
I just started journaling. So I guess I moved to New York February, mm-hmm. and then the book, I would finish the book by the end of that year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It takes longer than people think, though.
Yeah, but that's, and it's crazy because a lot of people have like ghostwriters and people, and you did it all on your own.
Well, I wanted a ghostwriter, and I was talking to my agent that I had gotten set up with, and I said, okay, let's hire a ghostwriter. And she goes, can't hire a ghostwriter. I said, why not? She goes, you know, you have like a law degree and you've written this journal. We're not going to be able to sell this if you're having a ghostwriter attached to it. And mainly because it was so personal.
Yeah.
So think about it. Like, it's a diary entry and it's not necessarily a Pulitzer Prize winning type of book. Like, it's, you know.
It's raw.
Yeah.
But that's what people like.
Yeah. So I was able to write it. Like, anybody could write it. If you journal, you could write this book. So you don't want somebody else coming in and writing it for you when it's that personal.
My journal into a book would be so pathetic.
No, it wouldn't.
No, it would. I read mine the other day from...
Do you read your journals back?
Well, I did because the only time I've ever journaled in life, which is maybe a little embarrassing, but it was when I was on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Everyone does.
And it's so funny. I read it back and I'm going... I just ordered the greatest steak in my hotel room. Life is good.
Why do we all journal on the show?
I was like, I don't think I'm allowed to turn on the TV, so I'm not going to. Like, it was so lame.
Yeah.
And then I was like, the producers are trying to break me down, but I see through them. Like, all this stuff. And then that was like The Bachelor, and then The Bachelorette's like, somebody save me. I am not okay. That would be a good book, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little depressing, but yeah. If I ever write a book, can you be my ghostwriter?
Of course.
Okay.
Why did we all journal on the show?
Because you want to
remember. I never journaled a day in my life, and then I feel like I saw like somebody with their journal, and the next person had a journal. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll journal.
I think the reason is Jillian Harris, who's the only other Canadian bachelorette.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her.
It's great.
And she was the one who told me, she was like, I don't remember a day of my season. She's like, I blacked
it all
out.
On screen.
I mean, it helps now that they only have like a 2-drink limit, but
they do?
Yes.
When did they enact that rule?
Corinne and DeMario.
Oh. Yeah. They really do have a 2-drink limit?
Yes, your name is written on a board and there's like somebody has a specific job just to watch how many drinks you have and you can only have 2 an hour. So if you like slam 2...
2 an hour, though, if you start at 8 a.m. and you end at 8 p.m., that's 24 drinks.
Well, that's a great point.
Like, that's 24.
Yeah, and I guess is there like is it wine? Is it hard alcohol? And then could you
go
like,
straight for the hard.
And could you go like, okay, it's the end of the hour, I'm going to slam 2 tequilas. And then beginning of the hour, I'm going to slam 2 tequilas. And then feel good into the next hour.
And you're just like, I don't need any mixer or ice, just straight.
Right.
We would do well. We'd figure it out.
You know what? We would find
Something
the loophole.
Tells me we'd figure it out.
Something tells me we would find some loopholes.
That's really a rule, though?
Yeah. It's quite weird. I don't
that
know.
That kind of makes a little sense now for this season.
Yeah, because nobody's wasted. There's no drunk guy or drunk
there
girl on night one anymore.
Wasn't very wasted this past
Who was the drunk
was
guy
there?
On your night one?
There was one, but I forgot his name.
I'll
this
never
guy
forget
jumped
mine.
In the pool, though.
Yeah, mine too. Ryan McDill, the one that got away.
I feel like maybe mine was Craig or Greg.
Who are your who are your top four guys?
Marcus, Chris, blank and blank.
Blank, blah 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 blah.
Marcus, Chris,
and been there, done that.
actually, I always say though, the top four. That was like the gift that keeps on giving.
Between Wait, like who's Chris?
Sewell.
Oh my gosh. I meant that. I'm blushing. I really meant that. I was like, who the f*** is?
Guys, go on The Bachelor. Rats. There's some winners. Or The Bachelorette. Either one.
I will say,
how is that my top four?
That's okay. You didn't know. You didn't know. They all
went on to do
show their
great
true
things.
Colors later. Hey, think of my top four.
But now look at you now, though.
I actually did. Yeah. Yeah. I will say it wasn't like a nasty, like I didn't go through really awful, well, I mean, I went through sad times, but I think I realized how it wasn't right for how I moved on. I was like, oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you figure out what's right, you're like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had figured myself out. And that's my one piece of advice for all of you if you're going through a breakup or if you need to find your person, is that I truly felt like I know who I am and that helps you find your person.
Yeah.
Well, it was a little shaky through the 3.5 years. But like now I'm like, oh, okay. You think you know. And then I have all these check boxes of like what I need. And my only one.
Toss him.
My only check box that I was like, this is an important one, was don't date a guy in the Bachelor franchise.
And there she went.
I was
but
like,
who
no.
cares? We talked about this. I'm like, who cares if he's from Bachelor or not? Like, what Jason were saying.
Yeah. No, right? I don't care now, obviously. But at the time, I was like, it's not happening.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah, no. And then he was like, why? And I'm like, you just wait till you're like, please use 310 shakes and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to be like, ugh, I can't stand your Instagram stories. But I just
but he loves you and he's nice.
Yeah.
He's at the end of the nicest. Day, I think like that's all that matters in a relationship.
You're right.
It's like, how do you feel in it? Like, are you happy? Does somebody make you feel happy? Doesn't mean that like he's a bad person if he doesn't. It's just not the right person for you. Like, you should feel happy in any relationship. And not perfect. Not every single day is like everything easy. But like for the most part, I feel like when you're in a relationship, you should be like, I like myself. I like how I act.
Yeah.
I like how I feel.
Yeah.
This person like adds value.
Yeah. Yeah, you're so right. They add value. That's a very important one, is that they add value.
Problems aside, it's just that overall feeling, I think. But what do I know? I'm still single.
Yeah, but you know from experience, and you're learning and you're growing, and you're only in your 30s, lady. That's young. Is 30s young?
Yeah.
I'm 33. Almost 34. I feel young.
30's not old.
No.
And
no. 30.
I agree.
30s are good. I gotta say, the 30s are good.
30 was the best. 30 was the best year of my life, and 33 is really topping it.
30 was a good one.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, being in New York, and I don't know, I feel like Boston is probably like this. It kind of, like, mind f***s you as far as age goes, because you don't know what age anyone is, and then you look over and you're like, oh, shit, I'm 35, or, like, 37, and I've been, like, living this single life, and you kind of get warped into the city life, and you forget, like, oh, I might need to, like, start looking for somebody to date.
Yeah, except if you want to talk about mind f***, watch The Bachelor, where all the girls are 23.
And then I'm like,
oh, I used to be on that.
That. I was 23, but
I was 29, turned 30.
Yeah, I think I was 28, but still, even the way we talked, like, I remember I was listening to the show one time, this season, Colton season, and I texted Chris, and I was like, did we sound like that? Or, like, these girls just getting younger and younger? He was like, oh, you sounded like that.
Yeah, that's true.
I was like, damn it.
That's true, and I asked that same question to people. Yeah. I'm like, are we just getting older?
No,
and the
we
girls
were that.
Are just staying the same age?
No, we were that.
Damn it. I mean, I did tell someone to plow my field. Yeah.
Night one.
On night one. And then I was making like tight seal jokes. And,
on
like,
night one. On night,
yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. I would have hated me if I was watching. I'd have been like, that bitch has got to go.
My favorite though, I'll never forget. It's like, who is she?
Oh yeah. Chris Soules had a sparkle on his face. And
I don't think a lot of people caught on to that though.
No, they didn't. But we're here to refresh your memory.
Yes.
I got out of the limo, did my whole spiel. And then I was talking to him. We were actually talking about fishing, but they cut that out. And he had a sparkle on his face, and I, like, wiped it, and I was like, who is she?
Who is she? I liked that. Yeah.
It was
I knew
good.
I liked you then.
I did.
I did.
All right. We know what time it is, and as if taxes weren't confusing enough, did you know that we had the most change to the tax code in 30 years? Thanks to tax reform, this year has felt even more stressful than usual. Luckily, no one knows tax reform better than H&R Block. With virtually everyone affected, there's a good chance that you could use some extra help. That's why H&R Block has offices open early and late. No one makes getting your taxes done easier. No excuses. You don't even have to plan ahead. Simply walk in, make an appointment, or just drop off your tax docs. Get it done. Get your taxes out the door and your maximum refund in your pocket. Don't risk your refund and let a tax pro at H&R Block prepare your taxes for you.
Visit hrblock.com to find the closest office to you. If you're down to the wire, don't worry. Down to the last minute, Block has your back.
Okay, wait. Let's confess. Oh. What'd you say? Let's confess. I feel like we've done a lot of confessing already.
Oh, God. I know, right?
Yeah, my confess is my confess. My confession is I have to pee my bodysuit right now.
Can't wait for this.
Well, you know, you really got to pee and you're wearing a bodysuit or like a onesie.
That's your confession?
No, it's not. Oh, I'm just like confessing that to you right now. What's your confession? Do you have one?
I don't know.
Okay, Brandy. We all know.
Really put me on the spot here.
Let me just say, Brandy, I called her out for this last time. Brandy was sexting the other day with her boyfriend.
Okay. Don't act like you don't do it.
I do it all the time. I sent a sex this morning. Little under boob.
Let's see.
I won't show you guys.
All right, I've got a confession for you.
Give me
Let's
it.
See if you've done this.
Okay.
I feel like maybe you have, but we'll see. So the other day while I was sexting, I was FaceTiming my boyfriend who lives in South Africa. Like, give me a break here.
Yeah, you have to sex.
Okay. And I was like, I'm like really running late. Like, the show starts soon. I have to take a shower. And he was like, well, you don't have to hang up. And I was like, yeah, I don't. I really don't want you to watch me shower. Like, that is not... Shower time is me time, okay?
I agree.
And he was like, well, I'm not going to hang up. So if you hang up, like, I'll know that, like, you're not into it. And he's like, crushed.
Yeah.
So I was like, fine. Fine. So I took him in the shower with me, like, set the phone up there, and I was like, if my phone breaks, this is on you.
Where do you put the phone?
Yeah, wait, where did you put the phone?
Oh, well, like, wait, it was, like, so the, at the, where are we, Toronto Hotel, was, like, that huge shower.
Yeah.
And I just, like, set it up on the little shelf next to the shampoo. And
do you have the new phone?
Get water?
Yeah, the new phone, it's, like, water resistant.
Okay.
But with the rain shower head that comes straight down, it's, like, really does you a solid. You can, like, put your phone up, and it doesn't get wet, and, like, you're good.
Well, was he into it?
Oh, he was so into it.
Okay, great.
He was like, that was such a fast shower. I was like, are you kidding me right now? You cannot complain about this. I'm letting you watch me shower. Yeah, he was very into it. First time I've done that.
And shower lighting is questionable.
Questionable, yeah. At best. I know.
It's usually like neon lights.
Last time I was with him, I had a spray tan. I don't have a spray tan right now. I'd had a wax. I didn't get a wax for this week. Like, come on.
That's me. If I don't get a wax and I'm doing sexy FaceTime, this is me.
You're like, isn't it so sexy that, like, you can't see it all? It's, like, a little mysterious. Meanwhile, they're like, ugh.
Like, move your hand. No.
Love it.
I'm leaving a little waterproof. To the imagination. / I haven't waxed. That's a good confession. That's a good confession.
I'll never top the first confession.
No.
The Nashville Live.
Do you guys
live,
remember man. On the Nashville Live podcast, Brandy confessed that...
I'll never top that. So every time she asks me to confess, I'm like, it's going to be a letdown. Yeah, it's not going to be as good as that one.
Tell them, Brandy.
You guys want to hear?
I'm like, yeah. I want to hear this.
I'll shorten it for you since I've already told it. But so I was in L.A. and I was on a date. And we went back to the guy's house and I was on my period. And I like ran to the bathroom to take out my tampon and change it. And I'm already stressed about like where to put the tampon. My mom always like has me freaked out about this. She's like, you can't put it in the trash can because then he's got to take the trash out. And that's embarrassing. And like, you don't want him to see your tampon.
I'm
like, what the hell am I going to do with it or whatever? You're not supposed to flush them.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have had to call one too many a plumber for doing that. So I was like already freaked out about this whole like changing the tampon thing. But I wrapped it. My mom was like, just wrap it up in like a lot of toilet paper and stick it in the trash can. He'll never know. He'll throw it away and not know what it is. So I did that. Go back out, start to have my drink. We're like having a great time. It's like an okay time, but like whatever. The dog.
No.
The freaking dog takes my used tampon out of the trash can and drags it out and puts it in the middle of the living room floor where we're having drinks. Oh, God, yeah.
You should have been like, ew, is that yours?
See, this is where I... The next time.
Like, who is she?
Yeah.
Who is she?
Who is she? That's what I should have.
Who is she?
God. Wait, I was so embarrassed. I had no...
Who is she?
Yes.
I had no idea. I was mortified. Oh, I was like, well, I'm going to go now. See you never.
That's a bad
that
one.
Did you see him again?
Nope.
No.
Never did.
Ooh,
I know. So. I know.
That's a bad one.
Did that spark anything in your brain for a confession?
No, nothing that bad. I've been good lately.
Thanks.
No,
that.
I mean, it wasn't bad on you.
I need a refill. Cleo.
Do you want some tequila?
After that meeting.
I don't think what I told you earlier is not that bad.
Oh, no, this is funny. You have to tell that. That's funny.
That I made out with the Uber driver.
Oh, do tell.
He was super hot.
Uber drivers can be hot. That doesn't make you bad people.
He was an LA Uber driver, too, which, by the way, LA Uber drivers are hot because they're all like, I might need that now. Get it. LA yes. Uber drivers are hot. That's all I'm saying.
LA people are hot.
That's, yeah.
That's a low point,
and
though, huh?
Go Celtics!
I got 5-star rating.
Imagine you didn't.
I didn't. I have like a 4.2, which is such bullshit.
4.2?
I don't understand how I'm always on time. That I've never bad. Barfed. I like sometimes change. It's actually pisses me off. I'll show you.
I'm going to look at my Uber rating right now.
Mine's 4.8.
There's something messed up. I think someone has my account. What's yours?
4.8.
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
4.80?
4.8 something.
What other?
What other?
Oh, I don't know if it was like 4.08. I thought yours was like 4.02. I was like, that's bad.
I don't think they go to that.
Oh, no, mine's 4.
It's
point,
not that extreme.
Mine's 4.79.
It's pretty good.
Brandy wins.
Pretty good. I do win.
Why is mine so shitty?
I don't know.
Let's think about how many times you've gotten blackout in New York. Okay, so I don't know if you guys listened to the podcast that Andy and I did back in the day. Okay. Three people did. But we did this game because it's not that you, and Brandy as well, it's not that you guys are like, we only wear fancy, expensive clothes. You enjoy fashion. I do not.
I do.
Yeah.
Olivia Caridi is notorious for giving me shit about my fashion.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Because did she say you're bougie?
She loves that Liz Claiborne,
love
man. She loves it.
I am like,
I kind of give shit to Caitlin like, every once in a while.
Yeah, she does.
Well, she comes in with like a broken ass bag. I'm like, girl, like you know, you're doing well. Like, yeah. Good bag.
Here's the thing about Caitlin. She'll compliment something I have. Be like, oh my God, great tote. Where'd you get that? And I'm like, it's Balenciaga. And she's like, nope.
No.
Just kidding.
Actually, I'm like, what's Balenciaga?
Wait, but then she'll order like $100 room service.
Totally.
Yes, that's
like a massage in the room. And I'm like, I'll go to the Asian place down the street for $25.
Exactly.
That's why I don't judge you guys on it, because it's what makes you happy. Yeah. Room service makes me happy. Yeah. Going to Italy. No, I get that for free.
Yeah.
Same.
Trips make me happy. Certain things, but clothing and fashion makes you guys happy.
Specifically sneakers.
The only reason I know Balenciaga is because it's that rap. The Balenciaga. The ones that look like Nana.
Thank you, Cardi B.
Yeah, that's the only reason I know it. We're going to play the game again, part two, where they tell me name brands. I'm not going to know shit. I'm like, is that Airwalk from Payless? I don't know. So they...
Does anybody even know what that is?
So they're going to name brands, and I'm going to say... And you have to make some up, too, like...
Oh, Lord.
Delibiabo. And then I'll be like, that's totally a brand. You're like, no, it's not. So you guys say either a name, and I'll say true or false.
You'll say real or not real.
Hello.
Okay.
Sound never gets old. Okay. Get it. Okay, go.
Do you have one?
No.
I was going to try to maybe go a little easy on you for the first one.
Okay.
Let's go designer here. Okay. We're going designer.
Okay.
Rebecca Minkoff.
You said that with confidence, so I'm gonna say it's true.
It's true.
Okay.
I also said it to you yesterday because I said it's a designer that you can afford.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Or that you will afford.
Is that the one that you said it's a cute bag. Little bag that you can get for like $150? And I'm like,
I'm feeling
bad. Think about that.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay.
I was going to go higher for her.
Go.
Do it.
I won't know.
I feel like the higher ones are easier. Like, y'all know Dolce & Gabbana, and y'all know Prada. Like, let's make it hard for her.
Yeah, I know those.
Okay. Let's make it hard for her.
I don't know their sign or symbol or whatever, but...
You're gonna know whether we're making
it. You're going to know, like, Tom Ford.
I don't rock, I rock Tom Ford.
Exactly. I only know these brands because of rap.
She listens to rap,
like,
so she's going to know.
Castler?
No. Do you guys?
No. Real or fake?
Fake.
Oh, got us.
It's really hard to come up with fake designer names.
It's the champagne.
What can I read?
That's
See,
a good idea.
This is tough because we have an audience, so when they go silent, I'm like...
Oh, okay, someone name a designer that Caitlin may or may not know.
Or make one up.
See, it's hard.
I know.
Milton?
You guys, if you can stump Caitlin, I will give you a Dew t-shirt. How about that?
Oh.
Joe Brond.
What is it?
Joe Brond.
Fake.
Oh.
And be honest.
I thought you were like thinking like
hey,
Joe Fresh.
T-shirts up for grab.
Adorable.
They got scrunchies on their boobies.
Somebody come up with a real or fake designer for Caitlin.
Maltega? Did I say that?
Bottega.
Fake.
T-shirt!
She gets a t-shirt! Come get it, girl!
The classic
I knew that one.
Eve clutch. No, it's great.
No, this is good.
I have one more t-shirt. So if you guys want to keep going with it, I like this.
Bottega?
I feel like someone from Canada in the back. Oh, you can still do it. That's okay. You're good.
It's okay. Yeah. Still.
She's also from New Mexico in the mid back.
New Mexico. Okay. What? Robert Minton.
Fenton.
Oh, Fenton. Fake. I love you.
I love it. She's like, I don't want to be awesome.
All right,
what you got?
Hermes. Well, everybody just said real, so.
Oh, come on, y'all.
That's why it's not right. Fair.
Something tells me you would have pronounced Hermes differently.
Hermes.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah. Herschel?
All right, let's hear it.
Goyard? Fake.
Oh, we got a team.
I don't know anything. All right, these are the name brands I do know. I know Prada.
Gucci.
All songs.
Yeah.
I just taught you one.
Gucci, Fendi, Prada, something.
Which one did I just teach you?
Givenchy. Oh, yeah. I thought it was Givenchy.
Really?
I love you for this. Wait, I really thought it was Givenchy.
So does Olivia. It's fine. She still thinks that.
It's Givenchy.
I love
Givenchy.
You for this.
That's stupid. What is
but
it?
But you know the difference.
Rutsack? Run.
She's like, I think.
Runsack? You're making this up. Oh, Rudsack. Real. Oh. Oh, yeah,
she's
I know.
Like, yeah,
that's what
real.
I said, real. It's totally from Canada, I know.
Hey, so this Thursday, April 4th, on the CW, don't miss the premiere of the highly anticipated new series, In the Dark. In the Dark is from executive producer Ben Stiller, who is one of my favorites, and director of The Big Sick. This is the story of Murphy Mason, a sardonic, sexually promiscuous, hard-drinking, young, blind woman. For Murphy, the big problem being blind is that you can only judge people by their personalities. Murphy has two friends, Jess, her unflinchingly devoted roommate, and Tyson, a drug-dealing teenager. Sounds dangerous. When she's not at work, barely holding down the job that she hates, Murphy can be found drinking at her favorite bar and bringing home men from it. Murphy's drunken, hot mess of a life is about to take a turn for the worse when Tyson suddenly turns up dead. When the police can't seem to be bothered with investigating, Murphy vows to figure out what happened to her friend. She begins heading down a dark path, asking questions that may get her into serious trouble. Equal parts hilarious, heartfelt, and suspenseful from the perspective of someone who's totally in the dark, In the Dark premieres Thursday, April 4th, only on the CW.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Let's be honest. Life is easier with a sister. I'm Blue Hazel, co-founder Letitia Lee, host of the new show, Girl, We Got This, right here on Podcast One. Join me each week as I interview real people. Yes, real. Share personal stories and talk raw, honest advice about all things sisterhood. I'll show you how to connect, embrace, and break through. Because after all, let's be honest, we're all sisters here. Get new episodes of Girl, We Got This with me, Letitia Lee, every Tuesday on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Hey, we're going to do something really quick. I want to open up a Can You Not segment to the crowd. Because every week I'm like, I don't know, can you not, like, the champagne? I don't know. I run out of ideas. So you guys have to come up with, I don't know, can you not Boston? Is there... I'm not trying
to
insult your city.
Are there things in Boston that you're like, can you not do that?
Yeah, like the subway or the train.
Yeah.
Or...
Like, okay. New York subway, when people walk down the right side and you're, like, trying to hustle to the train, you're like, can you not? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
really,
yeah.
There's, like, two lanes for a reason. So
great
is there
example.
Boston.
You got to raise your hand. I got to pick you.
Oh, burn!
Can you not say you're from Boston when you're from Manchester, New Hampshire?
So yeah. The New Hampshire peeps are like, yeah, we're from Boston.
Oh, is that a thing?
That's a good one.
Okay.
I feel like I came through New Hampshire on my way here, by the way.
You probably did. I know this because I've been... you did not.
Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York. Every stop was a different state, and I was like, what the f***? Where am I going?
Passed. I don't know. I'm Canadian. Okay, you in the glasses, blonde hair.
Keep winning championships.
Can you not keep winning championships?
Hey, if it's basketball, I'm down.
Clearly not from Boston, but I kind of respect that because that's ballsy. Too.
It is. But how really tight would it be? How tight would it be if the Celtics won the championship this year?
Hey!
Oh, I love Boston. I love you guys.
Is that...
What's that?
Yeah.
Okay. I just figured
it's the Bruins. Bruins.
The Bruins.
My friends are like, do you want to go drink at 2 p.m. on a Friday? I'm like, why? They're like, it's March Madness. I'm like, cool.
Cool. Love.
Like,
love football.
That one.
Just kidding.
But I'm there. See you at 1:45.
Okay, jean jacket.
Thank you. Can you not say you're from Boston when you dress as the sloth on The Bachelor?
Wait, the sloth?
I really did not see that season.
You're like, okay, wait. The sloth said she was from Boston on this season?
She wasn't
from Boston?
Sorry, but can we enunciate on with the sloth?
There's a sloth that came out of the
You say
limo?
There was a sloth, like a person.
Yeah, dressed as a sloth. And she was really slow.
Whose season was this?
I respected the sloth. Colton's.
That was this season.
But she made an impression.
I watched the last episode, which was great.
Yeah.
I was super into it.
On the last one?
Never watched The Bachelor or Bachelorette before. I watched shit TV, like Real Housewives, My 90 Day Fiancé. Oh, you could ask me anything on any Real Housewife, and I'm like, yep, Dolores.
I don't know anything.
What's your favorite Housewives?
Beverly Hills, because they're rich.
Wow. I like Atlanta, man.
Oh.
I like that.
I'm from Atlanta. I'm just kind of like, you know what I don't like about Atlanta is I feel like they just like make up the tea. Like, oh, I spilled the tea. They just like make so much shit up. Just like stay. I could go on and on.
I've never seen an episode of Real Housewives to stay on.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, maybe. Like now they're getting married, having babies, just like stay on for another paycheck. And I'm like, I respect it, but I don't want to watch it.
Yeah. Maybe you should be on it.
Oh.
Give it a
Beverly
little
Hills, though, is the. Do you? I love Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Beverly Hills is good.
Because they're like legitimately rich Real Housewives.
Yeah. They're the real deal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, is anyone on the Atlanta season even married? Are they even a housewife?
Yeah.
I'm like, do you have to be married to be on the show?
I think Candy.
I don't think you have to be married to be on the show.
I don't think any New York are.
I know. I'm like, sign me up.
Can they do a Real Housewives of Nashville and I could be on it but not a housewife?
Exactly, yeah.
What does it mean to be a housewife? Just rich?
Yeah, rich.
I think just a woman.
Oh, who's rich?
It's literally like some of them aren't even rich.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you.
What? There's a lot of bankruptcy, foreclosure shit happening. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's good to watch. Wow. But my point was, like, I watch, you know, not the highest quality television, but I just never was
into The Bachelor
until the finale, and I was like, this shit is.
Yeah, what'd you guys think about the finale of this season?
Oh, wow. My taste is really good.
Oh, yeah, I liked it. I thought it was super different. I was like, wow, that would have been nice to know I could have done that.
To the audience.
I got in a lot of trouble. And I remember there was a big salad in front of me. And I was like, I quit. And all the camera guys were like, we actually like really would like to go home, but we're here for you. And I was like, I don't care. I quit. I started crying into my salad while eating it. And I was like, refusing.
This was your finale?
Yeah. They just didn't air it.
Bastards.
So for Colton's, I'm like... I kind of respect that because it was real.
Yeah, I did see the women tell all too of Colton's.
Yeah.
And which I was not into. There was like a pacifier. Yeah. There was this weird shit happening.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Was like,
here's what I'll say about Colton. I think he really likes like sticking it to the man. You know, it's like he goes out of his way to be like, I'm going to do exactly what they don't want me to do.
Yeah,
I'm going to break the rules.
He told me on my podcast, I think 6 times, that he likes to break down the fourth wall.
Uh-huh.
Which apparently in TV land means...
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of funny because he's like the ultimate like young white privileged boy. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
He's like Mr. Wholesome. I'm like, you're not breaking any rules, dude.
Totally.
That's true. That's very funny. True.
Like, that guy's not breaking any rules. He was a virgin.
Who?
Like, Colton. Oh. Like, he's not breaking any rules is my point.
I got thrown into Access Hollywood, and they were like, we're going to talk about The Bachelor. I filled in for Ashley. I didn't know what I was doing, and they, like, basically I ran in really late, and they just pulled my seat up, and they're like, so, what do you think about Colton being a virgin? And it was live, and I was like, I don't trust virgins.
And then you were, like, with Colton the next day. You were like, hi.
And then they're like, what? You don't trust Colton? He's, like, Jason's friend. And I was like, what? I totally trust him as a friend. And then they're like, well, you're with Jason. And he says, so do you know what happens? And then I'm like, oh, shit.
Like, I gotta go.
I was like, yeah. No.
Can you not?
No, I don't know. He's happy. They're like, is he?
They're like, he is.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know. I got in so much trouble.
Yeah.
As per usual. I always get in trouble. Like, I swear ABC just hates my guts. Like, I swear
they love
you. Anything? No. No.
We'll see on our reunion.
Yeah, we're having a reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Can we say this?
You just did.
Well, it's in an email.
I mean, nobody's...
Is it not?
If anyone's going to spoil it, it'll be me. So for Hannah's season of The Bachelorette, which if any of you boo that, I will, again, throat chop you because she's going to be a badass bachelorette.
We were talking about this. We're on board. We were just talking about this.
We're on board. I seriously think she's what the Bachelor Nation wants all the time. They're like, stop being so boring. She's going to be so self-deprecating and insecure in the right... I just think she's going to be so funny. JoJo is 24.
Yes!
Yeah. So, there you go. Look.
She doesn't seem 24
Look
to
at
me.
Them now. Hannah?
Yeah. I didn't know she was 24 because I've been watching the show.
She seems at least 25. At least.
I was 26.
Yeah. It's okay. 24 I can handle because... I always think back to JoJo. I mean, I wouldn't have made it at 24. I would have been such a loser.
No.
I would have. No, I would have. I was a loser at 24. Anyways,
no.
There's a baby in here, and I feel really guilty right now.
Oh.
Cover your ears.
I love babies.
Yeah. Oh, she's covering ears. That's even cuter.
How old are you? Nope. No.
Oh, I hope you don't understand.
Can you
what I'm
wave
saying.
Hi?
Hi. Yeah, will she come up here?
Oh, cute. Oh.
Look at those shoes. She's styling.
Go! She was like just throwing out Caitlin vibes right now. Thanks for coming out, Hope.
She's adorable.
Do you want this?
Oh, we got scrunchies. Yeah.
Put it in her hair.
See, Andy, put it in her hair, maybe?
Oh.
I wonder if it, oh, she's like, no.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, you know what, girl? Play with whatever you want up here. Get it.
Sometimes I like just watching babies.
Me
I'm
too.
Like, what is she thinking?
And I like to pretend they've had too much to drink.
Like,
and they're
what
like
is she
going to
do next?
Look at her. She's like, ah, okay.
Oh, I got to bring her back.
Oh. And he's like, I don't know what to do. Oh, she really likes the unicorn. You don't want to leave her up here? No, don't. I feel like I'm a bad influence. Bye, Hope.
The cutest. Oh, I just got a text.
From?
That says Jason is on his phone now. If Caitlin
she
would like to FaceTime.
She's got an Uncle Nick.
What? Sounds like Jason's ready for you,
Wait,
Caitlin.
Did Jason text you and say that?
Cleo did.
Oh. By the way, I just got hooked up by Hope. She has an Uncle Nick that's single in New York.
What
oh.
is you? Is his
I
last
owe you
name V.I.
20 buy. Years, I'm buying your first drink. 20 years, you and me, girl. What? Now we're talking.
Wait, what?
No, hands off.
Oh.
This one's mine.
I'm taken.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. 60 seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in about a minute? You can get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right in the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog,
pet your stuffed animal dog in my case, do a few sit-ups, or just listen to my voice, you can get a True Cash offer. And best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or at home. Just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate True Cash offer from a local True Car certified dealer. It's that easy. And after that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers that you need so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you guys are ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today.
What's going on?
Are you drinking again?
Yeah, you know, just hair of the dog, had a headache, so I got to put her back up.
Where are you?
That's super easy.
I'm at, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia at a...
Peace Up A-Town!
Let's go, some festival. Hi, Andy.
Hi, I'm Andy. I'm from Atlanta.
How are you?
Good. I'm just, enjoying your girlfriend.
Yeah, I love
Stop
her
showing
too.
Off your... Okay.
You just dropped the album on.
What did I say?
Real
I said
time.
You dropped the album in front of everybody.
Aww. Who are you talking to?
You guys having fun? Wow. Holy hell. Where's the after party? You guys partying all day or what?
Ask them how much tequila I've had.
How much tequila have you had?
I think it's time for a cheers.
What a savage you are.
I'm a savage. Okay, well, of course, as per usual, just wanted to say hi.
Thanks, guys. Have fun. Cheers. Bye.
You know what? Not as loud as Toronto, guys.
Ooh. As an American, I'm going to have to demand
I'm trying to do a little rivalry between Canada and the States. I'm trying to say bring it up a notch. On the count of three. Woo! Yeah, that was good. It made me knock. This is a lot, you guys. Okay, we didn't finish with some Can You Nots.
Oh, yeah, more Boston Can You Nots. Those were great, actually, before.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I made out with the Uber driver.
Yeah, she made out with an Uber driver.
That's pretty bad.
That's a confession.
That is good.
But he was an LA Uber driver, which means he's a part-time actor.
Full-time Uber driver. Which means also...
I'm like, and a Lyft driver. He was Uber and Lyft. And I think Juno.
Maybe he might make a big time.
My rating's still a 4.2. Wasn't trying to like...
It's not why she made out with them. Okay, wait. We do have Q&A's, right?
I was about to say, I've got some Q&A's.
Q&A's. Okay, Q&A. Let's
all
go.
Right, it's Q&A time, baby. All right. Delaney wants to know. Delaney, are you out there? What's the most embarrassing moment you've had with a fan? Both of you guys can answer this.
Oh. Embarrassing moment I've had with a fan?
Yeah.
Can you think of one? Oh, I just had one yesterday. This morning. No, that was yesterday. I was at the airport.
They fit perfectly.
How do you know my size?
Creepy.
I Google. You went on foot Wikipedia.
That's a thing.
What if we did? Oh my God, sick. I love these. Okay, so yesterday I was in the Toronto airport and I went to the Air Canada lounge because I'm bougie like that. And I had a little broccoli salad. Had a piece of broccoli that was way too big to fit in my mouth, but I did it anyways. And so I shoved it in my mouth, and as soon as I did, this girl came up and went, "This is bad timing, isn't it?" And I was like, yeah, and she goes, "Do you travel a lot?" And I'm like, "Mm-hmm." Well, I couldn't even chew it. Uh-huh. And then she's like, "I really love Jason." Okay. All right. Yeah. And she kept talking like until I finished my broccoli. And then she asked for a photo, and I'm like, "I clearly have broccoli in my teeth." That's okay, I guess.
Yeah,
that's not too bad.
Not a lot of embarrassing. I mean, I did meet a fan at a bar one time, and I was like, on my way to Wasted, of course, and
stayed there. So I was like, whatever, I'm going to keep getting wasted. And by the end of the night, I think everyone was over at my apartment, still drinking.
Really?
I feel like there's not a lot of embarrassing things. We were actually talking before, like the fans are so nice when people walk up to you because so everyone nice. Talks so much shit, not everyone in this room, but other people talk so much shit on social media and it's always negative. And then people will approach you like in the airport or like on the street. And they're like, sorry to approach you. You're like, no, I'll take any like nice welcomings I can get. Like people are genuinely nice.
Yeah.
Versus on social media.
So for me, so yesterday I had to fly to DC yesterday. I played at a festival. Yeah. DC's great. Dude, there's this place called the Coconut Club. If you guys ever go to DC, best food I've had maybe
really?
Ever.
Yeah, what?
I'm getting off track here. Phenomenal. You would love it. I begged them. I was like, please open one in Nashville.
Yeah, really? Coconut
yeah.
Club.
It's like a lot of Hawaiian stuff. So a lot of poke and like whatever. Okay, I'm off track here. But so this girl that
How
picked me up
have
from the
a
airport.
Boyfriend?
He hates when I'm gross. He's like, oh.
I say that with
one time I was doing this.
I'll
let you finish. But one time I
what am I doing wrong?
I was doing this in the kitchen.
Why?
Yes!
No. Does that work?
My boyfriend thinks it's funny, though.
Oh. Well, he did, too. But that's Jason insane. Was like, what are you doing? I was like, get away from me. I'm letting the toots out.
Never.
It airs. It actually. It relieves your stomach. One person knew it. And I swear. Everybody, if you take away anything from this podcast today, it's if you lean over like that. Is that Adam looking at me like I'm a complete freak? Yeah, it is.
Sure.
Adam! Shut up, okay? It works. Adam's Cleo's boyfriend.
Oh, they're dating?
Oh, yeah.
I thought there was chemistry, but I didn't want to say anything. I really did, but I didn't know if someone was, like, married or didn't want to, like, insert my single girl opinion.
Yeah, no.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah.
Kiss. Where's Cleo? Is she even there?
Us.
Oh. Anyways, Brandy, go on about your story.
Oh,
sorry for letting my toots out.
DC. So the girl that picked me up from the airport was like, oh my God, I love you so much. You are so awesome. I saw you. And I'm like, oh, so sweet. And then she's like, I saw you open up for Katy Perry last year. And I was like, that was Noah.
You're like,
that was Noah.
You're like, not me.
They thought you were Miley?
Noah. Thank you. When we do a YFT podcast tour, I better see you front row, okay? Yes, I love Boston. We're coming to Boston, baby. I love this so much. Thank
That's
you, guys.
Awesome.
Oh, so cute.
Wait, Brandy, what's your favorite thing right now?
You, KB.
And your boyfriend.
And I was about to say and.
And sexy.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Keep it moving.
I've never told anyone his name like out loud before, so just cool. Hopefully no phones were out.
Do people even remember what she just said?
Question. It's the end.
I thought you said my parents.
I thought you said my fiance.
Oh, great. Move on. Let's move on. Wait, next question.
Next question.
All right. This question's for Andy. Oh, I like this question a lot, Andy.
Shit.
Who from the Bachelor world has slid into your DMs? I feel like the list is going to be long.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I'm like, do I know this one?
I don't even know him. I think he might have been on. He was on a recent season, and I saw him. I don't even know his name, honestly. Him and another guy who's wearing a terrible floral, ugly shirt at a party in
Wills?
New York. No, because I
Not
know
Wills. Wills.
No. Oh,
Wills.
Who's Wills?
Wills wears crazy shit.
I don't know. But yeah, I slid in. I met him, and I was like, cool, Bachelor. Like, I'm old 5 years ago. Like, I have nothing in common with you other than the fact
Speak for yourself. I was the year after you and dating a really fresh one.
No, I'm saying, but, like, there was nothing to talk about.
Right.
Like, I didn't know his season. Like, we didn't share experiences.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he slid in the DMs, and I was like,
I don't know names.
I'm not opposed to DM sliding.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
I definitely have gotten drunk and slid in some DMs.
Who's you slid into?
Who's the funniest DMs you've ever slid into?
Oh, my God. There was definitely, like, this quarterback that I saw at Super Bowl, and he was, like, way too young and, like, not way out of my league. And I was like, hey, just, you know. Just
what do you mean out of your league?
He was, like, 22.
Which yeah, Super Bowl? Not this recent one.
You're out of his league, then.
No. I don't even know what team he played for.
I was going to say, the Rams guy? He's cute. The Rams quarterback?
No, but the coach is my friend.
He's cute, too.
That's when you know you're old, is when you grew up with the coach.
He is the youngest coach in NFL history, though.
True, but
come
I'm
on.
Like...
He's hot.
Yeah. Oh, Sean?
Yeah.
Ah.
I don't know any
Should
NFL
you date
things.
Him?
Never looked at him like that.
Maybe
not
you should.
Lie.
He's cute.
No, I think he's like a model girlfriend. That's when you know you should get out of the game.
When they have model girlfriends?
No, when your friends are the coach, not the players.
That's kind of cooler, though.
Yeah.
Because the players are all like 21.
But I'm down for the DM slide. Like, okay. How else are you going to connect
with works.
Somebody?
Look at Wells and Sarah. Like, that's Wells out. Yeah, you know Wells,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I always say is like, they're proof that the DM slide works.
People Jason slid that? Into mine.
Yeah, yeah, see?
Yeah.
People ask that in dating apps, and I'm like, well, how else are you going to meet someone? Like, look, yeah, there's like 300 chicks here right now. Like, we're not going to
meet. Who here has met their guy on a dating app?
I see some. Or oh. Instagram, because let's be real, that's what Instagram is.
Online. How many are single?
Hey!
Wait, okay. People.
I'm here for it, though.
How many met at a library? Thank you. Oh.
Yeah, I'm down for the DM slide. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, cool.
I can't be picky anymore.
No. Shouldn't be.
I like this question, too. It's KB, but I want Andy to answer also. She's going to answer. Who would you drink wine with?
Let the
I've been hanging out with Cleo too much. Who would you drink wine with, dead or alive, if you could pick anybody?
Kurt Cobain.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
These are very random, but Kurt Cobain or Brené Brown.
You've thought about this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to get, like, Oprah wasted.
Yeah. That's how I feel about Brené Brown. You guys know who Brené Brown is?
Author, right? Yeah.
You know who Kurt Cobain is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They know. I like those answers.
I feel like Kurt Cobain would have some f***ed up stories.
I feel like you'd get f***ed up with him.
I feel like I would make out with Kurt Cobain. Is that weird?
Yeah.
He's dead, I can't. It doesn't matter.
And you have a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Speaking of boyfriend, Caitlin.
Okay.
When are you and Jason going to move in together?
Just because I was on The Bachelor doesn't mean I move that quick in all relationships, okay? We've only been together for what?
Careful.
Not
here.
Even 3 months. Well, we started talking in November. Dating. We call it January 1st, the new year. We're like, new year, new us.
Was that your first date?
No, our first date. Well, technically, our first date was like end of November, but we didn't. It wasn't like, hey, do you want to go on a date with me? It was like, hey, do you want to meet up with a bunch of friends?
So, what's the anniversary? Like, when's
January 1st?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, wedding next January 1st.
I think
when you guys get married, you should get married on New Year's Eve.
That'd
be so cool.
He thinks that's selfish.
No.
He said that it's. He said he feels bad asking people to like. Ruin their New Year's Eve plans.
I partially agree with him, but I think if you have a badass party, then it's not selfish.
I would love...
It's when you have, like, a shitty wedding on New Year's Eve, but if you have, like, a badass party, like, I'm totally down to not make plans for New Year's Eve and go to a badass wedding.
Me too. Right? I think it's genius because I never know what to do on New Year's.
No, and it's so
and
overrated.
If, like, somebody was like doing
January 1, 2020.
That's soon.
I like it.
When will we move in? What's the date today? March
24th.
Okay, we'll probably move in around my birthday. June 19th. Gemini, what's up?
I'm a Gemini.
How much of his stuff is already at your house?
Nothing.
I was going to say, when this move-in happens, who's moving where, you know?
I do not want to move to Seattle.
Okay,
I just don't. I don't know if I don't think he's opposed to moving into my house, but that was the house I bought with Sean. So I think I think we both just kind of want to start fresh somewhere.
Get a freshie.
Yeah, new house. I'm not just saying this because I'm in your city. I'm not against Boston. Boston is one of my favorite cities. And part of that is because of the people. Half you guys are like, I'm not even from here.
They're from New Hampshire.
Yeah. But I do love Boston. And I do love Buffalo, actually, too. Never been, but love it. I feel like it's Canadian. I feel like you're like an honorary Canadian.
I love Buffalo. I've never been.
Never been.
Love it, though.
Jason's from there.
Sounds great.
It's a good
Pittsburgh,
answer.
Love it there, too. Totally.
Maine.
I've never been to Maine.
I do love Maine. I do love Maine.
I need to go.
I love Maine.
Yeah.
I'll
come
Maine.
To everywhere. Everywhere
Portland,
that people are shouting.
Yep. Oh.
Totally.
I feel like it's not a live podcast unless we play Mary Make Love Murder at least once.
Oh. This is how we end a podcast.
I feel like this is going
to
be...
I don't want to. But that's... I hate the term. Don't worry, girl flexing in the back. I see you and I'll get to you, okay? I don't like the terms Mary Kill. I'm like, that's aggressive coming from me.
Okay.
But I like Mary Murder Make Love.
Yeah.
So we're going to play that.
Yeah. Murder is less aggressive
than kill.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like nice. It's like murder. Yeah.
It's like nicer. Plot. It's planned.
Oh, Mary more scrunchies. Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, Cleo.
Big fan of these neon scrunchies, by the way.
What?
I love the neon scrunchies.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
Neon is a trend for summer. Get on board.
Actually, yeah. I just made Cleo send me to my Nashville home, like, all the neons.
Oh, they're so good.
Because spring.
Yeah.
Can we fling them?
Yeah.
Fling
all right. Them. Mary Make Love Murder. Both of you guys can answer. Ben, Blake,
Ben,
and Dean.
Ben, Blake, Dean. I would marry Ben.
Okay.
The one that got away.
Which one's the villain?
I ben, would, Blake, I mean, there's not Blake. One. I mean, there's not one.
I would, I think I would make love to Blake only because...
Isn't that Jason?
Only because Dean doesn't
Jason's,
like me.
That's one of Jason's best friends.
Blake
Scandal.
Is Jason's.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
I would
this
marry
is just a
Blake
fake
then so that we could be sister in laws.
Wells.
Wells.
What about Wells?
What about Wells? We need two more names. Wells and who else?
Wells.
Chad. Chad.
Who?
Chad.
Oh, Chad.
Like the Chad? The Chad.
This one's for Andy. This one's for Andy.
Okay, Chad. So we got the Chad,
Juan Pablo.
We got the Chad. We've got Juan Pablo. I need one more. Robbie.
What?
The Chad, Juan Pablo, and Robbie Hayes. That's what we're going with here.
Okay, what is it?
Robbie Hayes, Juan Pablo, and the Chad.
That's actually a really tough one. So you, there's no like three murders. There's just
no, that's not how it works. No,
that's tough.
It is tough.
I would kill Robbie.
I would marry Robbie. I feel like you just like ignore him.
I'm like, which one's
cares?
The richest? Because I'd marry that.
Does
one.
He even talk?
Yeah,
but
too
like
much.
On an obnoxious scale between. Robbie, Chad, and Juan, like, that guy's going to talk the lot. Like,
Chad
whatever.
Can party,
you could lock
though.
Him in a basement.
Chad would party.
Mm.
I'd marry Chad.
I'm like, really?
You're for sure the first person that's ever
I
said
mean,
that.
I would marry Chad because like, you'd just get so blackout and then you'd be like, go to bed, honey.
And then you wake up. Like,
Juan Pablo,
where your
I feel like,
is.
Would be like a nice European lover.
Oh, nope, not.
No?
And then... I might.
It's okay.
I guess I maybe make love to Juan Pablo just because then I don't have another
check.
Notch.
Yeah, another notch on the belt.
Oh, yeah. I would just marry Robbie and put him in the basement.
We're finding loopholes.
Whatever.
Oh,
guy's not going to talk.
No.
And then, no, kill Juan Pablo. I would probably the Chad. Just like see what he's working with.
Yeah. See what he's working with.
Totally.
Like that.
Get a little blackout drunk.
Yeah.
With him.
Yeah.
Wake up in the desert.
Yeah. Say F you, Chris Harrison.
Hopefully, I got like all my limbs in place. Like,
Chad said that.
Oh. He said F you to Chris. Oh, then I would kill him.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
After I F him.
Is there any more?
That's all I got.
Yeah.
One final one. Chris Soules, DeMario, and
I'm
Wells.
I'm going to leave that one to Caitlin.
Whoa. I would marry Wells. I would have to kill
that could
Chris
get a little difficult.
Really?
Well,
I can't see him anyways. He's in jail.
But he's gonna be. But you know where he's at. You know, like he's safe.
Oh, that's true. I'd marry Chris Soules.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about like what time he's coming home and shit.
Yeah, totally.
I'd marry Chris Soules. Make love to Wells and kill DeMario.
Wow. Can't wait to tell Wells that.
I would do the same.
Yeah.
Sarah Hyland will kill
best.
You.
Wells, I freaking love Wells.
Y'all are insane.
But as a friend.
All right.
That was a good one.
That's all I've got.
Okay, guys. That was a
good.
Fun game. Did you guys have fun at your boozy brunch? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much fun did you have? That's not a number.
I feel like everyone's more lively now.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to get off the stage now. We're all drunk together. Let's raise our glasses.
Boston came out.
And we're going to do a toast to, first of all, Andy for coming on the pod. Love you.
Love you.
Toast to Brandy for being the boss-ass bitch she is. And the biggest toast is to all my vinos who always support everything, and I just love you guys so much. And to the three dudes in the crowd.
You made it.
You survived. Love you guys.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristowe. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
Sponsors for this week's Off the Vine are F Factor. Check out ffactor.com and enter code VINE15 for 15% off your first purchase. Walt Disney, plan your next magical getaway today. CW's In the Dark, don't miss the premiere April 4th on the CW. H&R Block, visit hrblock.com to find the office closest to you. And TrueCar, visit TrueCar for a more confident car buying experience.